This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Michael Stipe. Give Me a Hand is the new song from the R.E.M. singer, and he's joined by the voice of Galen Lee, who many of you might know as being our 2016 Tiny Desk Contest winner. The song they're performing together is part of Brian Eno's Earth Percent project, with the goal of raising funds for organizations tackling the climate emergency. Here's Michael Stipe on the song Give Me a Hand.
The lyric kind of wrote itself. I think it happened in less than 10 minutes. I went back in editing a couple of lines at the very end of the song, but it was really just detail work. I think it refers to a punk rock party that I went to in the early 1980s. I was probably 20 years old, 21 years old. And I went dressed as Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. I was wearing a raincoat with a paper bag on my head. And everyone thought that I was dressed as the Elephant Man. And I was very offended by that. But I believe that's the jumping off point for the lyric of the song. Instead of wearing a bag on my head, I wear a box on my head. And I had something to prove.
I showed up at the party with a box on my head. I sang for my supper, I danced for the dead. I cut the rug, cute as a bug. My ghost audience, I'll give me a hand. Now I've learned my way around the dance monkey floor. It's easier with humor and humility. Right, got a few trips left in a dog in the fight.
To
I love what they did there. Michael Stipe, along with Galen Lee on vocals and the song Give Me a Hand. It's part of Brian Eno's Earth Percent project, and you can get that song along with 66 others that make up this project by searching Earth Percent Project on Bandcamp. I'll also put a link on the All Songs Considered page. I have another fabulous collaboration. This one is from Abraham Alexander and Mavis Staples. Abraham Alexander was born in Greece to Nigerian parents. He moved to Texas with his family as a preteen, escaping the racial tensions back home. His story gets more tragic. Later, his mother was killed by a drunk driver. And sometime even later, a friend handed Abraham a guitar, and songs began flowing. Here's Abraham Alexander to take us to his song, Deja Vu.
The ground I stand as firm as the sea. I think those words really encapsulate the heart behind Deja Vu. I wrote the song being moved by Khalif Broider, who was a 16-year-old boy who was wrongfully accused of stealing a backpack and then sent to Rikers Island and spent 3 years in one of the worst prisons in the country and spent more than a third of his time there in solitary confinement. And so I just was so moved by his story, and it placed me to where he was. And then the fact that his mom could have bailed him out only if she had $3,000. For me, it's beyond just the prison system. It's beyond the black and white. For me, it is about a system that is somewhat corrupt. And not just the system, but other things that keep us at bay and keep us a prisoner in this cycle. And that could be our vices of drugs and alcohol. It could be our phones. And that's what inspired Deja Vu.
Déjà vu. modern day slavery. Same lie.
Abraham Alexander, along with Mavis Staples. The song Deja Vu can be found on the album Seasons, which is spelled S-E-A and then a slash S-O-N-S. Also, Melissa Block speaks with Abraham Alexander the last week of April on NPR's All Things Considered. Bees in a Bottle are the Portland duo of Christine and Chad McAllister. Their new album, The Sun Left and Took the Moon Away With It, drew inspiration from the loss of two friends, one by suicide. Christine began to think about the ones left behind, and the song I want to play, Wet Widow, reflects on the loss Courtney Love faced with the death of Kurt Cobain, and also Tina Chestnut on the loss of her husband, Vic Chestnut. Here's Christine McAllister.
The album The Sun Left and Took the Moon With It is my take on the grief of various women. Wives and mothers standing in the shadow of a famous musician they lost to suicide or overdose. The title comes from an open response letter written by Tina Chestnut, widow of Vic Chestnut. She was describing her entire world being shattered, and all she wanted was the courtesy of being able to grieve in peace instead of being hounded by people trying to gain access to Vic's legacy. It was the first of many stories that compelled me to want to write this album. The song Wet Widow is almost entirely the energy of Courtney Love. Watching old interviews, you can kind of see her put on her defiance like it's a suit of armor against all the crap that's being slung at her. I think people felt entitled to judge how she should be grieving or acting, being, you know, voyeuristic and cruel. Often we mythologize the self-destruction of artists, and I wanted to pull back the curtain and focus on, you know, what was it like for the people they loved to survive this? How did being in the music industry maybe contribute to the hardship of their loss, particularly as women? I try to just approach these songs with reverence and respect, and I hope that that shines through.
Thank you.
The music of Bees in a Bottle, the duo of Christine and Chad McAllister, along there with drummer Mark Powers, and the song Wet Widow. It's from their just-released album, The Sun Left and Took the Moon With It. Let's take a short break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. Support for NPR and the following message come from the American Cancer Society. Dr. Alpa Patel leads a team that researches cancer risk factors, and she shares how a new study aims to impact an underrepresented community.
My greatest hope for the Voices of Black Women study is that it will help us understand and identify culturally tailored ways to change and really eliminate the unacceptable disparities for future generations of Black women as it relates to cancer.
To learn more, go to voices.cancer.org.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with the song that's been stuck in my head now for a few days, or maybe even more than a few days. It's new music from the LA-based artist Wallace. And here she is to take us to that earworm called Best Friend.
Best Friend started with me thinking about missing my old best friends, various ones from growing up to more recently, just either grew apart or had a falling out. And I think most people, if not everyone, can relate to that sentiment. You don't talk to this person anymore, even though you used to talk to them every day and share everything with them. But now it's just like this kind of void. It could almost feel... Obviously, it sounds dramatic to say, but like, you know, a death of a friendship. And you'll miss this person and you'll miss aspects of this person, but you know that it's not like healthy to continue, or it's not even an option to talk to them again. This song also was the first time I started working with other producers. Marinelli has been my main producer since I started making music when I was like 17, but I started this with Austin and Wyatt of Nobody Nobody, and I really love the direction it went, and it has like a new sound to it that I brought Marinelli in to kind of make a little bit more cohesive with the rest of my music.
Spot you in the corner, deer in headlights, won't forget it.
The music of Wallace, spelled W-A-L-L-I-C-E. It's the opening track to the new EP coming in late June called Mr. Big Shot. The siblings Margot, Michael, and Peter Timmons, along with Alan Anton, have been the Cowboy Junkies for the past 37 years. Their music's filled with heart and passion and often has a nice gentle sway. Their first album of new material in 5 years is coming at the top of June. It's called Such Ferocious Beauty. And Michael Timmons will take us to a song about his father called What I Lost.
The song What I Lost is ostensibly written from the point of view of my father, who died this past June, and he suffered from dementia in the past few years of his life. A lot of the lines in the songs are direct quotes that I took from him as I sat there and we had conversations, and he tried to dredge up memories and tried to figure out who he was sitting there. Two of the things that he held on to and still had very vivid memories of right up to the end was his life as a bush pilot, as a young man, as a bush pilot in northern Quebec. He flew many years up there. And then also he was a big fan of big band jazz, a lot of the greats in the 40s and 50s. And he had this very specific memory of seeing Oscar Peterson as a very young man when he was just starting out in a church basement in Montreal. So those memories are reflected in the song as well. And then at the end of the song, the whole thing shifts and the point of view shifts. What I lost becomes from the point of view of the writer and the realization that what I lost is the loved one's memories and the presence and who that person was is now gone. As the person falls deeper into dementia, that loss becomes shared between the two.
This morning, didn't know who I was. I looked at the room, I didn't know where I was or if I ever was. I woke up this morning, I looked to the skies, they offered reprieve. I looked to the moon, found you sitting in the right hand seat. Stars in your eyes as I studied the skies. We slowly glide above the Quebec countryside. The moon splashed and frozen in the river Argyle. And now I hear you exhale. I woke up this morning, I didn't know what to do. I looked at the room and didn't know what to do. His hands at the keys and were brought to our knees.
the explosion of sound, and our minds are scattered round. The maestro pounds, and my spine takes hold of me, shakes me around, and that's when I
Cowboy Junkies and the song What I Lost. There's a very moving video for the song, and I'll post that on the All Songs Considered site. The album, Such Ferocious Beauty, is out June 2nd. Angelo D'Agostin has spent the past 3 years not only working on his new album, Toil and Trouble, but also using his imagination to take himself out of reality. Another Universe is the appropriately named song I want to take us out on. Here's Angelo D'Agostin on the tech and the fantasy that went into his breathtaking tune. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
I recorded this song so long ago I can barely remember it. From what I can gather, I remember recording the sounds of frogs and morning dubs for the intro. I put them through my tape machine and play them at different speeds. My friend sold me a rare Japanese guitar synthesizer called the Unisynth, which I use throughout the song. A common thread throughout the album, Toil and Trouble, is the juxtaposition of the real world and fantasy. Fantasy is just about my speed right now. I grew tired of reality, and so I decided to make a world of my own. It is a safe world, the kind of place in which only good things happen.
What would it take to break the curse? I found another universe, one who would have me, one I would belong. And growing tired of the offense, fateful design, omnipotence. I vow to use both my hands for love, for love, for love. All I've wanted, I am transported. Would be a guide for love,
transported to another plane when I close my eyes and lay me down. Oh, when I close my eyes and lay me down.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at RosettaStone.com/NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.